This episode originally aired in September earlier this year. It is a heartfelt expression of what you must discover to get on the right track and stay there. Enjoy.
You are now listening to Productivity Boss Moves with Robert Price. For more, follow me on Twitter at Robert Price CO.
Welcome to Productivity Boss Moves. This is your host, Productivity Coach Robert Price. And as always, I'm grateful to be here with you today, joining you same time, every week, same channel. I am going to do this today. So what we're going to do, we're actually on our educational learning series that we're on. We're not done with it. Still have a couple of weeks left in September. So there's some things that I want to bring that is educational related. But this week, I really would like to pull the car over and park it because there's something that I think is still on that road. It still has to do, you know, with that educational learning journey. But It's a spot that I want to emphasize. So I just want to stop and park the car at that spot. As we get into it, you'll understand what I mean by that. But I just like to say this. So we're talking about, just really quick, we're talking about how to stop going in circles and make sustainable progress. Again, how to stop going in circles and make sustainable progress. So the reason why I seem so choppy right now is because I'm really kind of tired and frustrated by a couple of things that I've noticed. And I'm not tired and frustrated in a bad way. I think it's a good tired and frustrated that is springing me into action at another level. And I believe it will help to spring you into action at another level to really go on turbo mode as far as, you know, achieving your goals and what you were placed here to do. And so what I'm tired and frustrated about. So year after year, I noticed this, and this is not only with others. I've noticed this with myself in the past until I begin to understand some things. But what I am noticing is that there are these highly motivated, strong, powerful people, awesome human beings, kind-hearted, humble, loving, joyful people who are starting one thing this year, going down that road, and getting to a point in the road where it gets hard, and then switching to something else the next year. And maybe it's not year after year. Maybe they stick with it for 2 years, or they stick with it for several months, or, you know, the time frame is different from person to person. But what I'm noticing is there's just a level of, you know, switching back and forth. And truly, in some ways, that's what life is about. Trying new things, seeing what gloves fit, seeing what doesn't fit, you know, and really making a decision for your life from there. But one of the things that's really frustrating to me that I'm seeing is that there's people are signing up for programs and vehicles to accomplish their, you know, financial goals or, you know, family goals, whatever it is, that a person who may have been made for an area literally is successful in that area, massively successful in that area. And now they have a program to show other people how to be massively successful in that area. And what I'm noticing is the people, some of the people that are signing up, that's not necessarily their strength. You know, some of the, for instance, if we're, you know, I really don't want to pinpoint an area, but just to use this as an example, for instance, there might be a real estate program that is really, you know, really exciting and has a lot of potential with it, and a person signs up for it because of the numbers that they see and the potential that they see in it. But based on the traits that they possess, it may not be the lane that's setting them up for success the best moving forward into their future. And not that it's not setting them up for success, it's just that it doesn't match their personality, doesn't match their purpose enough where they even have the capacity to stick with it long term. And so with that, I want to jump into the content, because some of you may be finding yourself in this position that I'm talking about, because I was in this position. And what I realized is through doing these different programs, what I was doing was I was actually neglecting my gift. I was neglecting my area that really no one can beat me at, because it's what I was made for, you know, maybe some other programs that had had some, that has strong track records and, you know, great success numbers, but it didn't match who I was and what I was here for. And it doesn't mean that I can't ever get involved in those things, but it just means that really the timing for me to get involved in those things may be better suited for when my gift makes room for me and I can leverage my gift to, you know, maybe financially, or I can hire people to, you know, maybe give me an in this other area. But what I want to point to now is these three P's. So I'm calling them the power P's. They're the power P's really of productivity. You know, this podcast is all about productivity. And honestly, I spoke about this from the beginning of the podcast. I talked about, if you listen to the earlier episodes, I talked about how really my goal each week is to help you to become 1% better. Right, every week, let's move the needle just a little bit every week with these productivity boss moves. If you're following through, you should be start to see, you know, your life improve week after week. But this week, I don't just want to move your needle 1%. I really want to have your needle move on turbo mode. So really have it move a whole lot based on the information that you receive here, because I'm tired of, you know, I was tired of losing, and I'm tired of watching, like I said, motivated, loving, humble, just great people lose or just take a lot longer, take the long way around to get to ultimately, you know, where they should be or where they were created to be. And so I want to talk about these three P's. So what I want to do is I want to talk about the P's in reverse, and then I'm going to talk about them in their rightful order. Right. So just really quickly, because this is how most people attack productivity. Right. Most of the time when we hear productivity, you know, a thought that comes to our minds is, oh, you're going to help me. You're going to help me accomplish more faster. You're going to help me make, you know, work more efficiently, and just accomplish things at a higher rate. Right. And so where a lot of us start is we start with speed. So going back to those vehicles that I'm talking about, you'll see those different business vehicles, I should say. They'll point out these numbers. This person got you know, receive this type of success in 10 months, or this person received this type of success in 8 months, or whatever. Because why? Many people were focused on that, the speed of operation first. So now, since we see that, oh, we can move fast in this area, boom, you know, we tap into it. So the first, that P is pace, right? And I'm mentioning this P first, but it's going to be the third P once we finish in the sequence. But so we're focusing on pace, and that's the speed of achievement. And then next thing we go to is, okay, I want to see how fast I can move. And based on that, I'm going to start prioritizing things in the midst of me moving. So then that comes next, the priority. So you got pace, you got priority. So I'm moving fast, and now I'm lining things up because of the speed of my movement. And I'm creating more time in my day. So because I have more time in my day, I can do more things. I can get results faster, and I can just, you know, I can figure this out. And then the last P a lot of us focus on is purpose. And what I mean by that is just where you end up. Like, if you imagine this, imagine if you were riding on a road and you had no GPS. You didn't know where you were going. All you knew is you wanted to go as fast as you possibly could. And so you hit on that gas and you're going, you know, the car can go up to 200 miles an hour and you're going as fast as you can go. Which is great, because it looks like you're reaching the destination pretty quickly. But what we're not realizing in that scenario is you don't actually know where you're going. So the same individual who's moving at maybe 25 miles an hour knows exactly where they're going, and, you know, they actually get to reach their destination faster because they know exactly where they're going, compared to the person who's driving 200 miles an hour and doesn't know where they're going. And most of you hearing that are like, yeah, that's ridiculous. Why would I drive 200 miles an hour if I don't know where I'm going? But for many of us in our lives, that's exactly what we're doing. We're thinking the faster I drive, the faster that the destination that I'm supposed to be at, or the track that I'm supposed to be on, is going to be revealed to me. So let me just try out all the different tracks, so that when I hit the track that is right for me, I'll know it. Versus starting out with doing the deep work on figuring out, okay, what track am I supposed to be on? And that's really the purpose, what you were made for. Because when you're doing what you're made for, you don't get tired. You don't. Let me rephrase that. You do get tired, because I just told you today I'm tired and frustrated. But because I have purpose, it didn't cause me to just go to sleep and, you know, fold up and be mad. It pushed me to come out and speak through this microphone to reach you, because of the purpose that I have to reach you through this medium every Sunday. Right now. So, or whenever you listen, it comes out on Sunday, but whenever you listen. But so here's the thing. So we see people usually go in that order: pace, priority, purpose. But the goal that I have really for you is to flip that order, where we focus on purpose, then we move to priority, then we go to pace. So if you were to be able to figure out, okay, what is your purpose? And I actually have created a system, and this is just through life experience, through questioning others, through this journey, I've come up with a system that I've been able to help several people, you know, to this point, really figure out what their purpose is just through simple questions, through phrasing things in a way that they've never quite heard them before, in a way that they haven't quite looked at things before. And, you know, that's caused them to align with their purpose and not be blinded by their professional experiences or their life experiences, but it aligned them back with, like, what they were born for. Like, I think about my son right now. My guy, he is, like, his oratory skills are on point. Like, dude is, he's a master at speaking. Like, I can see it right now. Whatever, you know, he just started a new school, and, you know, as he goes there, like, he's already, like, emerging as a leader amongst the group, as I observe the kids and kind of sit back and watch. And when we go to church or whatever, he's with other kids, it's just like, you know, he stands out. He's a speaker. He's an extrovert. Clearly, he's that. If he ends up being a scientist in a room somewhere where he's not talking to people most of the day, and, you know, that's all he's doing, you know, I will know that something's wrong. Because literally, from the time he came out of the womb until the time he could start, you know, communicating, he's been someone that loves to be around people. He loves to interact with people. And so I know that really this kid should be doing something with people. Like, he was born that way. We didn't nurture. His mom is an introvert. I'm an extrovert. So he literally could go either way. And his mom has spent more time with him up until this point, because that for a while she was staying at home. And so, you know, if you go with the nurture ideology, which many people have, and I believe who we are is a combination of nature and nurture, is not more one over the other. But I do believe that sometimes some nurturing experiences can snuffle out really the nature of what we were created for, based on, you know, ideals that a parent or authority figure can have, you know, over a kid. But I'm bringing that up about my son to show that he was born with some natural abilities and strengths that had nothing to do with, you know, the way he was being raised or the way he was being taught anything. Like, he comes up with sentences now that I'm like, who are you? Where did you get that from? And how did you say that? Like, you, this guy is incredible how he can put together sentences. And I'm not that parent. I'm not the parent that's like, my child is the best. My wife gets on me all the time for not celebrating every little thing. So I'm not that guy. But I'm going to tell you, he has a gift in this area. But I'm making that point about my son to say, really, with you, you were born with some things that, if you were to tap into those things and bring those things to the world, to the marketplace, there's a level of impact that will have on the people you influence and your income that you may be overlooking. Like, there's a lot of things that we do that we take for granted because they come easy to us, where there's some other people that would, like, they would give their right arm to be able to, you know, do something you may be strong at. And it's something I had to learn recently with productivity coaching. Like, once I started coaching people, because I stumbled into this, for many of you who know my story, like, someone asked me one day if I was a coach. And that's how it started. Like, that became my first client. Other people started reaching out to me, and then it just spiraled from there. And it just happened because some of my natural abilities were seen in different leading opportunities that I had. And boom, that's what happened. And so now that I'm operating in it, though, I'm just like, it's like water. It's like breathing. It's like, oh my goodness, where has this been all my life? This is what I'm made for. And the way I'm able to, you know, impact people's lives now, And then be able to monetize that. It's showing me the world. It's a whole new world in a different way. And so that's really, if we start there, and then we make our vision. So without going into heavy detail about it, if we start with purpose and then we design, you know, our someday, I talked about this on a podcast before, our someday 20-year vision, based on that purpose, right? It's something that aligns with who we were made to be and not just maybe a passion that we're excited about for a moment, because we know passions change, things change, you know, and then we get, I don't really like singing anymore. I want to focus on jumping rope, or I don't know. I'm just, you know, I'm just saying something. But, you know, passions are, they can fade out very easily because it's not innate to who you are. Whereas your purpose, that's what you do. That's what your purpose, really, your gift is what you do when you're not doing anything. And I didn't realize it, but I was doing this, what I'm doing right now, really ever since I was a kid, without, you know, really having the exposure to know I could do something like this. Like, I never knew anyone who was a coach, you know, life coach, or, you know, any of the things that I know now. But if I had gotten exposed and I had, you know, saw that pathway, maybe it would have connected with me sooner. Maybe I could have been on this road sooner and already been, you know, beyond a millionaire. But that's where you start, because when you start there and you create your vision based off of that, then the sky's the limit. You can't be stopped because you're on the right road. You know your destination. So whether you're traveling 10 miles an hour, 25, 80 miles, it doesn't matter, because you are on the right road. So eventually you're going to reach your destination. And then what you start to do, once you know your gift, like what you're supposed to do, you're able to prioritize what to do first, what to do second, what to do third. You know, like you're able to line that up, because you know, if you know what you were created for. So if I'm using if I'm using a screwdriver for an example, sure, I may be able to knock in a screw by hitting the screw with the back of the screwdriver. But I'm going to be able to accomplish the job a lot faster by actually using the screwdriver for what it's for, to put it into the screw and then, you know, twist it in a circle to get it to where it's supposed to go. And it's the same thing with you. You have different functions. You can, there's different things that you can do, but there's something that is at the center of your core that, you know, may not be obvious without the types of questions that, that you can be asked through a system, that I created through experiences and coaching experiences and life experiences. So, that's number two, because there's an order. We can do more than one thing, right? I've mentioned the book, The One Thing, on here several times, really where this concept is coming from. But we can do more than one thing, but we cannot do more than one thing at a time. That's the whole point. And then how you pick that one thing to concentrate on at a time is based on your purpose and your vision moving forward. And then last is pace. So is purpose, priority, and pace. So pace is, once you know what your purpose is, your gift, you're aligned with that, you're moving towards that vision, and so you're prioritizing your life based on that. And then it's all about the speed of you getting there. And there's a way where you can press on that gas really hard and speed up that process. And then there's a way where you can you know, maybe not go as fast because of distractions and, you know, just a whole lot of other productivity principles that I've shared on other podcasts, especially the earlier podcast where I talked about, you know, just how to maintain control during your work day. I think that was like episode 5, you know, where I really walked through these strategic techniques and systems for you to really lean in on taking advantage of the time you have. But really, if you were leaning in and taking advantage of the time you had, but you were on a road that wasn't leading you to a destination that aligned with who you were on the inside, like, it doesn't really matter how much you can block out distraction, you're not going in the right direction. So all of those, like, you know, little tips to overcome procrastination and all of that, it doesn't really matter if you're not on the right road. So now that you're on the right road, that's when we can lean into the pace. So that's the 3 P's to really elevate your productivity, and another to pour really gasoline on your productivity. It's the purpose, it's the priority, and it's the pace that will have you put your foot on the gas really heavy. So for some of you, you're still confused. Like, some of you, you're listening to this right now and you're like, that makes sense what you just said, Robert, but I still don't know where to go from here. Like, you actually just frustrated me, because now you made me conscious of the fact that I'm not too sure where I'm going. So I want to help, you know, you who feels that way. I want to give you direct contact with me. And I've never done this before on any previous podcast, but I'm telling you, this week I got tired, I got frustrated, and I'm like, man, I have to figure out a way to reach my people who I believe can achieve their dreams like never before. But there's an order to the way you do that. And once they figure out that order, then they won't run from year to year, months to months, you know, investing in new programs and a new shiny object, and just focus on what the new person is saying versus, I have a plan, I have a purpose, and I have a plan because I have a vision. And now I know what to, not only what to say yes to, but I know what to say no to because of where I'm focused and where I'm headed. And so with that being said, I'm going to talk to you about a free coaching call that I'll be giving this week, this Tuesday at 7 p.m. on your gift / brand identity. It's going to be at 7 p.m. this Tuesday, and it's going to be via a Zoom call. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to actually post that link in the show notes for this podcast. So Tuesday at 7 p.m., this is exciting. I've never done this before. Tuesday, 7 p.m., you'll be able to talk directly to me, to my face. I know you, maybe some of you have seen the podcast avatar, but you've never seen me in person. This will be an opportunity for us to finally meet in person, so I can see who's listening to the podcast and following through on what we're talking about. So anyways, dear, I'm going to do that. And I am going to actually walk you through this system in greater detail, because we talked about purpose, priority, and pace. So the thing that we have to start with is purpose. So there's this 6-phase system that I've come up with to help people identify their purpose. And it's been working for the clients that I've been helping. And so I'm like, man, I really need to release this to the world. And I was just thinking about creative ways I could do it. And, you know, through developing an audience through this podcast, I'm like, here's a way. So I'm going to have that free free coaching call this Tuesday to help you guys really figure that out. But also, you can in order to get access to it, you can also email me at robert@robertprice.co and just have that subject line be free call link, and just put your name and email so I know it's you, and I'll send you that link. And even in the people that email me, I'll actually also send you a reminder for the call as well. So if you want to, you know, take that step anyhow, even if you have access to the show notes and can click, if you want to take the email to take that extra step, you can do that as well. And so you might be saying, who is this call for? And this call is for three categories of people. The first category, you have no idea what your gift is. Like, you don't know from a can of paint what people think you're good at. Like, you're just like, I really don't know, Robert. I need you to help me. And so you want to be on this call if you're really, you know, trying to find your way. Number two, the second person that needs to be on this call is, you're saying, man, I know a bunch of gifts that I have, but really I'm a jack of all trades and I'm a master of none. Like, I wish I only had one gift. So I envy people who do, because now I would know exactly what I was supposed to be doing instead of trying to figure out all these different gifts that I have. This call is also for you. There's a process that we can work through to figure that out, because that is the person that I was. I was that guy who had all these different talents and I didn't know what to focus on until I made the connection with these different principles that I'm going to show you on this call, that I believe will change your life forever in the same way that it changed mine and several other people that I've helped up until this point. And then the other category of person who wants to be on this call, you're a person where you're like, I have been doing something for a little while now, but I was feeling you on the, you know, every year I kind of switch it up. I kind of get excited about things very easily and I can change very easily. So I'm excited about this thing right now, but I really just want to confirm that I'm on the right road, right? Because I don't want to dedicate my life to this or myself to this long term when it's not necessarily what I was created for, not necessarily what I'm supposed to do. So anyways, if you're one of those three categories, you don't know, you don't have an idea, jack of all trades, master of none. You have something that you have a good idea about, but you want to sharpen that understanding and just confirm, you know what, this is the right road that I'm supposed to be on. Or this is the right road and here's this a little slight wrinkle that I need to introduce to make it fit even better. So those are the three categories of people. So the boss move of the week is to join my free gift / brand identity coaching call on this Tuesday, September 17th at 7 p.m. I will provide the Zoom link in the show notes, but you can also get access to the link by emailing me at robert@robertprice.co with the subject line free call link. Like, and I know there's somebody that is like, man, if this information is so exclusive, if it's so powerful, like, why didn't you just share it on the podcast? Well, here's why. There's an element of what I'm going to share with you that requires your feedback and your interaction. And that happens a lot easier When we are in a venue where we can interact and we can see each other, read body language and communicate with one another that way directly, versus me just saying a few principles and not knowing if they're connecting with you. And so I want to take it a step further from the podcast, but I promise you, this call is completely free. No gimmicks, no games. Like, this call is completely free. I am just tired and I am just frustrated, and I want to really, like I said, step on the gas, put it on the turbo button to helping you reach ultimately where you would like to go, and not be caught in a circle. Like, you know, like I said, with the subject, how to stop going in circles and make sustainable progress, not make a little bit of progress this year, but then you're right back at square one next year because you're starting over with something else. So with that being said, I'm going to put that link in the show notes, and I hope to hear from you this week so we can hop on that call and get started and moving you towards, you know, your destiny to where 20 years from now, you can look back and say, man, I remember when I decided to hop on that call with Robert Price and we got some stuff done, and now here's where I am, you know, years later, because of the insight I received through that call. So anyways, I love you guys. Hope to see you on a call. Remember, it's not enough to dream. We must do something about it. I'm Robert Price, your productivity coach, helping you focus on what matters most. Guys, have a productive week, and I'll see you on Tuesday.
Thank you so much for checking out this episode of Productivity Boss Moves. If you have any questions, topic suggestions, or just want to say hello, follow me on Twitter at Robert Price CO. If you haven't done so already, please take a minute and leave a quick rating and review of this show on Apple Podcasts. It will help me to keep delivering life-changing information for you every week.